Welcome to the press conference with Novak Djokovic. We're going to start with questions in English and we'll then switch to Serbian in the end. Please raise your hand if you would like to ask a question. Reem?
Hi, Novak. Congrats.
Thanks, man.
Novak, your comments in Italian on the court, I don't speak Italian, but they caused some of a frenzy on social media. Because people interpreted that you said you only want to play for another 2 years. So I wanted to know, can you clarify? Do you really intend to retire after 2 years?
No. I didn't mean it that way. I just paio di anni, which means couple of years. I said couple meaning, I don't know. I thought, you know, a couple of years playing on the highest level, why not? I mean, it would be great. Look, I don't have a number in my mind, you know, of the years that I still want to play at this level. I don't have a limit. I don't want to impose a limit to myself at all, because I still enjoy playing tennis, and I really enjoy competition and playing at the highest level, being number one in the world. There is no reason for me yet to think about leaving tennis. You know, I really am in a good place at the moment. So I'm sorry if someone misinterpreted that.
Thank you.
Sam?
Hi, Novak. Sam from the ATP here. Congratulations, firstly, on your victory today. After the match, you lifted the year-end number one ATP trophy on court. How did that feel, and how does it feel to be number one at the end for a seventh time?
Feels amazing, and obviously feels even better when you win a match and then you get your hands on the on that trophy that I've been blessed to lift for seven times now in my career, one more than Pete Sampras, who was my my childhood hero. You know, he was the one that got me going with tennis. You know, the first time I watched tennis match was, I've said this before, that was his Wimbledon finals, I think it was 91 or 92. And, you know, he always was an inspiration to me, and kind of dreamt of being a Wimbledon champion and number one in the world like he is. And so kind of fast forward to today, it's quite amazing to be in this position. I'm very grateful. But at the same time, it's very difficult for me to reflect fully on it while being active and while being in the tournament. But certainly it's something that I am very much appreciating and not taking for granted.
Great.
Novak, just on this, the misunderstanding of the retirement aspect, and don't get me wrong, we're not trying to push you into retirement by any means, but when it did come to that, what do you think would determine you the time would be to hang up rackets?
Well, I take care of my body along with my team pretty well, so I believe it won't be for the injury. Actually, I hope it won't be for that, that it will come on my own terms whenever that moment arrives, that I'll be very clear with myself that that's it, you know, that that chapter of my life is done, that I can move on. But I just don't feel that's around the corner, so to say. I still feel like I have years in my legs and in my heart and in my head. As long as that's the case, I'll keep going, because I truly love the sport and I enjoy the competition, because it keeps me going, it challenges me, it motivates me, and that's essential ingredients, to so to say, for me to still keep on playing, because otherwise it will be very difficult to get up more or less every single day and train hard in order to stay at that highest level and compete for the biggest titles in sport and biggest achievements.
Simon?
Simon says.
Can you hear me?
Hey.
Simon Briggs, Telegraph. Congrats on the win, Novak. I just wondered if you followed Thanks. The bizarre and alarming story about Peng Shuai, and the two tours have made statements now saying that there should be an investigation into why she's not been heard from. And I wondered if you had any thoughts on it.
I don't have much information about it. I did hear about it a week ago, and it's shocking, you know, that she's missing. I mean, more so that it's someone that I've seen on the tour in the previous years quite a few times. So, I mean, there's not much more to say than hope that she'll be found, that, you know, that she's okay. And it's terrible that, you know, I can imagine just how her family feels, you know, that she's missing.
Thank you.
Frederick?
Yes, Novakai, congratulations on the match.
Thank you.
Can you tell me a bit about what went through your head in the first set? Because it was a really tight set, and you lost your first serve game. Were you nervous, or was there something else?
Honestly, I don't know what happened in that break point in the first game. You know, I took a fall, tripped my own legs a couple of times. So it was really a terrible start, but also funny, you know, that I kind of am still trying to figure out what happened. But again, Kasper started strong. He was hitting solid, especially from the forehand side. He was serving very well, you know. Altitude, fast court, fast balls, it favors big servers. And Kasper, I knew he has a solid serve, but, you know, probably not as good as maybe, you know, Medvedev, Zverev, and this guy. So, I must say that he did positively and surprise me with his serving today also, which was quite a high percentage, particularly in the first set. And he was hitting his spots, and I just kind of managed to read his serve better in the second set. And it was a close one. You know, he was 3-2 up in the tiebreaker and was serving, and he missed the first serve by very little, you know, to go up 4-2. You know, anything can happen, you know, if you lose the drop the first set. You know, the momentum shifted to my side, where I managed to have a very strong last 3-4 points of the tiebreaker, and then I was kind of on the roll, and I felt that momentum shifted to my side, and then I was serving extremely well. He played a poor game in the first game of the second set, and that's when I felt like it's a big opportunity for me to get an upper hand and to stay in a lead, which I did.
Last two in English, please, Angel.
Hi Novak, congratulations. I would like to ask you about Carlos Alcaraz, about what do you think, what he has done in this year and what he can do in the future. Thanks.
What he has achieved this year is impressive, and it's historic. I think he's one of the youngest players ever to make this kind of success, and like his idol Rafa, you know, that he obviously looks up to, and you know, he's so young and already a top 30 player, and winning the next gen, beating Korda and beating some really good players as well, and showing a great maturity for an 18-year-old is very impressive. Very impressive the way he's playing, the way he's behaving as well off the court. He's has a very nice personality, gets along very well. He's very kind, and he's got a legend of our sport as a coach, Juan Carlos Ferrero, who is known to be a very also intelligent guy on and off the court. Someone that has been in the shoes of number one in the world, winning Grand Slams. He understands what it takes for a young player to reach the highest level in tennis. So everything has been working perfectly so far for him. And I wish him all the best, because he's definitely great for Spanish tennis and great for tennis in general.
Thank you. Questions in Serbian, please. Vuk.
Thank you. Ciao, Nole. Evo, napokon se čujemo i vidimo. fantastičan provod sinoć, važna pobeda danas i naravno veoma posebna ceremonija dodele trofeja najboljeg u sezoni sedmi put. Da li pamtiš da si se ikad bolje osjećao kao sportista iz Srbije i Srbin?
Po zadnjih 24 sata definitivno je lepo biti sportista iz Srbije, pogotovo sa velikim uspehom fudbalera juče, koji stvarno jeste veliki uspeh pobediti Portugaliju, jedno od najboljih ekipa na svetu sa jednim od najvećih svih vremena fudbalera Ronaldom, pred punim stadionom u gostima i u 90. minuti, stvarno momci su to zaslužili. Ja nisam stručan u fudbalu da pričam nešto sada o taktici i tako dalje, ali ono što sam video sinoć, mislim da ne znam da li sam ikada video tako kvalitetnu igru srpske reprezentacije protiv tako velike reprezentacije, jedna od najvećih u svetu fudbala, tako da smo svi slavili, naravno, uključujući mene, ja sam veliki navijač, naravno, pratim sve naše sportiste. I nadam se da ću imati priliku i uživo da ih gledam, to mi je plan, s obzirom da se igra svetsko prvenstvo krajem godine, u decembru, ja mislim sledeće godine, tako da se nadam da ću biti tamo. Što se tiče današnjeg dana za mene, naravno, početak turnira odličan. Prvi set jako gusto, neizvesno, par nekih poena je tu presudilo, dobro sam odigrao na kraju taj breaka kada je trebalo, i onda u drugom setu sam nekako kao da sam prebacio u neku višu brzinu i servirao sam jako dobro, tako da zadovoljan jesam, može bolje, naravno uvek može bolje, ali za prvi meč odlično. I naravno posebna ceremonija danas, slađe je uzeti trofej kada si pobedio na terenu, da sam izgubio možda bi drugačiji bio osjećaj, ali zaista dostignuće veliko i mnogo sam ponosan i srećan i ovo delim sa svim ljudima iz mog tima, familije, naravno svi oni koji me podržavaju dan danas i koji su uz mene čitav život, jer 91. i 92. sam prvi put gledao tenis na televiziji, Sampras igrao finale Wimbledona, osvojio je to i bio prvi na svetu i na neki način inspirisao mene da uzem reket u ruke i da se nadam da i ja jednog dana mogu da budem u toj poziciji, tako da za nekoga ko me je inspirisao kad sam bio mlad, da ga sada prestignem u jednom od najvećih rezultata i dostignuća koje jedan teniser može da postigne u ovom sportu, je stvarno nešto fenomenalno i neverovatno.
Zoran?
Halo, Nole, da li me čuješ?
Čujem te, Zorane.
Sve čestitke za pobedu i Hvala. Za prvo mesto na kraju sezone. Reci mi, čujem da ti je glas dobro, da se oporavi u odnosu na, na ono što si imao protekle večeri. Kako si spavao protekle noći i pošto ti je adrenalin sigurno kao i svima nama bio na maksimumu zbog ove pobjede reprezentacije, i kako takvi događaji utiču na tebe i tvoje pripreme za meč jedan, koliko ti to motiva daje, ali i koje su zamke i ti stvari, znači posle tako nekih rezultate. I da mi kažeš samo još jednu malu digresiju, Davis Cup format, Zverev je rekao da mu se to nešto ne dopada i to ide nama uskoro, mislim da ti imaš nešto drugačije mišljenje o tome. Hvala.
Pa glas se povratio, ali bilo je potrebno čajeva i tako tih stvari da se vrati, jer sam zaista bio slavio, pošto sam jedini iz naše ekipe ovde trenutno iz Srbije, najviše sam slavio sam, pa sam zvao i svoju braću i tako dalje, da malo zajedno proslavimo veliki uspeh koji u neku ruku i nije bio baš na taj način očekivan, ali smo se svi nadali i stvarno jako prijatno iznenađenje i način na koji su momci to izneli zajedno s selektorom je za svaku pohvalu i divljenje. I nisam jedan od onih koji može mirno da prati nastupe naših sportista u svetu, pogotovo na tako velikoj sceni. Mnogo sam strastven i involviran u tom smislu, tako da Jesam se istrošio u smislu, ali mi je dalo puno energije. Adrenalin je bio ja na jako visokom nivou i činjenica jeste da je da me to malo sputavalo da zaspim pre, tako da sam malo kasnije zaspao ove noći prošle i kraće spavao nego što obično spavam. Ali dobro, nisam se toliko psihički opteretio u smislu da sam bio u strahu da će to da me omete. Sasvim sam bio svež, kako da kažem, za sam meč. I što se tiče Davis Cup formata, čuo sam šta je Zverev pričao, razumem njegov stav, jer mislim da da je Davis Cup otišao u tu potpuno neku drugu krajnost u toj prvoj godini pre nekoliko godina, kada se sve odigravalo u jednom mestu, što se meni nije uopšte dopalo. Ali mislim i da onaj stari format isto nije baš najbolji. Znači, ja sam za tu negde da nešto između, tipa ovako recimo što sad pokušavaju da urade, samo što bi ja ubacio još nekoliko lokacija, znači ne bude tri nego možda šest, koje bi svaka lokacija da ugosti jednu grupu od tri ekipe i onda da se Final Four odigrava negde gde god se odredi. I ja bi taj format, kao i ovaj ovde turnir Masters, ja bi izmeštao to svake godine ili svake dve godine, zato što prosto smatram da je tako značajan i važan događaj u našem sportu da bi trebalo da se pomera svake godine ili svake dve godine zbog promocije samog sporta i zbog mogućnosti i prilike da se ovaj sport i gleda uživo u nekim mestima koje možda gde još tenis nije toliko popularan. Tako da raduje me što ćemo imati dva mesta, da kažemo dve lokacije, i ćemo u Innsbruck, pa se nadam da ćemo iz Austrije kvalifikovani za polufinale moći i da odemo u Madrid.
Last question please, Sasha.
Ćao Nole. Zanima me, slice service je postao veliko oružje prethodnih nekoliko godina, pa me zanima koliko ste dugo i kako radili na tome da on postane toliko ubitačan da ti u tom procentu, pogotovo sa dviju strane, pogađaš ta mesta na osnovu kojih dalje otvaraš polje i tako dalje.
Pa taj servis je izuzetno bitan, mislim, ako čovek može da ga upotrebi efikasno i ako možeš precizno da pogodiš sa tom rotacijom, da onda ti to otvara teren dosta. Jako je teško returnirati takav servis, pogotovo ako, kažem opet, nađeš taj ugao da otvoriš teren. Najbolje što može returner da uradi je da odreturnira brzo kroz sredinu. U nekim retkim slučajevima dijagonala, uglavnom ide sredina i paralela, i onda ti to očekuješ i onda otvoren ti je čitav teren i onda možeš da diktiraš poen i da ga brzo završiš. Tako da mislim da se razumemo, svaki ugao, svaki servis je bitan, ali to činjenica jeste da početak gema, prvi poen, ako čovjek uspe da otvori i da počne sa 15-0, ako pogađa tu taj ugao dobro, naravno da mu to daje nekako i krila za i samopouzdanje za neke naredne poene u tom servis gemu. Ali ne sme čovjek isto biti previše predvidiv, jer ako si previše predvidiv i igrači znaju onda tvoj šablon, onda te tamo čekaju, anticipiraju ranije. Tako da je bitno isto da se meša.
Thanks everyone.
Thank you.